something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold. Feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you'll understand. When I say that something, it's such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you understand. When I feel that something, I wanna hold your hand.
Press 2. Greetings, Xenophile. 60 years ago today, that became the Beatles' first American number one song. 100 years ago today, the first Winter Olympics opened in Chamonix, France. And Scottish poet Robbie Burns is 265 today. No longer with us, you can guess. It's also Burns Night.
Fair fire, your honest, sonsy face. Great chieftain o' the Purn race. I've been the ma, you tack your place. Pinch, tripe or thrain. Gear a haggis.
I have no idea what he just said. haggis all over Scotland are hiding behind trees and under rocks. If you have tickets to the Light into Europe Burns Supper, which is Saturday in the Hilton, I'll see you there. If you don't have tickets, too late, all sold out. But why not consider donating to this good cause anyway at lightintoeurope.ro. It's all one word. Our guest this week, an outbound expat, I think, is the best way. Born in Romania, specifically Iași. Living now in Norway, but travelling a lot and often coming, let's say, home. We have Dragoș Cantea.
Cheers, thanks.
How are you? All good?
All good, Steve. Thanks for having me.
We caught you in a busy, busy few days, so I'm glad that you could give us an hour of your time.
More than happy. I really can't say no to your invitation because I'm a big fan of internationalization of Romania, to be honest. So
good.
I'm happy to be here.
And you are, anyway, musically speaking, and not only a proper ambassador for the place.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll learn obviously more of the story as we go on. But our first question I'm going to ask is, Dragoș Cantea, who do you think you are?
Oh, I think I'm rediscovering myself every single day, to be honest.
Ah, good.
And it's quite complicated because I'm in front of the piano a lot, playing 8 hours a day, trying on some specific days.
Wow, do your fingers get sore?
Sometimes it gets physical, that's the thing, so you have to be in quite a good shape. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm not, especially after some Christmas holidays in Romania.
yes.
But so I'm trying to be a pianist, I think, but at the same time I have some academic background at the doctoral level and university level, as a teacher, and last but not least, and that's why I'm here now in Romania, the artistic director of Classics Festival.
Yes, and we will talk properly and at length about that. That's an interesting classical music, contemporary classical music festival in Yash,
correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not based on contemporary classical music, but it has a contemporary approach to classical music. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way.
With the projections and other bits and pieces going on.
It's quite an immersive experience that we're trying to recreate, and I'm happy about that.
Right, okay. So, it's clear. Musician is who you are. Teacher, are you teaching music or are you teaching other things?
I'm teaching piano, chamber music, and creative entrepreneurship within the classical music field.
Wow, okay.
So I've been, my alma mater, my Georgian Escu National University of Arts in Iași. I was a teacher there, university lecturer last year. Mm-hmm. And then for 3 years, I was in Vaasa in Finland at the university. And that opened lots of new perspectives for me because I had students, 60 years old students.
Okay. And, and then you feel like, I'm going to teach. I can teach these old guys something.
Yeah, you can, in fact, because they come and start studying at later stages in life just because, why not? You learn as much as you live, so...
That's also true. Yeah, every day is a school day.
Yeah, I have no counter-argument to that to that saying, so only appreciation. And to be honest, I started to appreciate a lot people who start studying at later stages or even change the mains, change fields of activity at later stages, so it's something I admire.
Yeah, and quite often you change to something completely unexpected and 180 degrees different, and you end up being more successful at that.
Yeah.
And think, oh God, why did I wait so long?
If it's driven by passion, do it. Definitely. Yeah.
Exactly that. Should we take the story from the very beginning, the part that we call the throwback?
Expat life.
Throwback.
Tell me about your childhood.
As the man said. Your childhood. Now, we already know that it started in Iași, right?
Yeah, it started in Iași. Mm-hmm. I'm very grateful because when I left Romania, I already had a very solid base of know-how of how the world kind of functions. Not necessarily how Norway functions.
Okay,
that's
because
quite different.
Norway is, you think Romania is a strange beast. Where did you go to Norway?
I owe Iași a lot of good things. And I think it was pretty much a normal childhood, a lonely kid. A very diverse professional background in my family.
Now, when you say lonely kid, you mean the only one, therefore you've got all
No siblings, that's what I mean.
That means you got all of the attention?
Yes, yeah. I was quite greedy when it came to attention, yeah. I remember my parents actually tried to sublet one of our rooms to a young student who came to Iași. She needed some accommodation. Mm-hmm. And I hated just having dinners together because... Yeah, I was sharing the attention, the amount of attention I was getting.
So. Now someone else to talk to. Oh.
So, I was not used to having siblings. And I think that reflected a lot in my personality later, but it is what it is.
You wrote down here, normal family with diverse professions. Tell me more. Yeah.
Well, the thing, I think one, not the main chunk, but one of the reasons I'm a concert pianist today is that it's an ambition of my family. Mom is an economist on her education. Grandma was a nurse. And granddad is nowadays still a colonel in reserve. So, so military background. Mm-hmm. And they wanted more or less an artist in the family.
Okay.
So there I was a bit pushed in this direction.
Do you feel you were born an artist or did you learn it?
Oh, that's a tricky question. I think I was born a bit.
Yeah.
And then I learned it and then I lost it.
Oh, really?
And then somehow I made it my own. Yeah, after I lost it, I kind of rediscovered it in high school.
Okay, now then, let's talk about school, right? Were you good at it? I mean, did you just kind of tolerate it because, you knew it was something you had to do? Or did you properly enjoy it like some people do?
I enjoyed parts of it, like some subjects. I didn't like math. I was terrible at math. And I skipped math as often as possible.
Right.
So that's not something I encourage necessarily. But I knew I was not going to do math in my life or something related.
I'm going to ask you a question.
I was very passionate about humanistics.
Oh, fair enough. But the math thing makes me interesting because I often find myself thinking that the most enjoyable application of maths for me It's music. Yeah. It's just maths.
That's why it's annoying. It's a, it's a lot of it in music. And rhythmically speaking, also, I have to do lots of calculations.
Yeah.
And especially on the repertoire I'm preparing right now, which includes Stravinsky's Rite of Spring.
Oh.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated. And it's so related to math, and especially modern music. It's...
It's more complicated than I used to annoy people by saying, if you can count up to 8, you can play rock and roll and blues bass. If you can count up to 16, you can play jazz bass.
There you go. Yeah, it gets complex and complex.
But the stuff that you're doing is a lot more complicated than that. Yeah, I remember the 12th root of 2, 1.0594673723.
Oi, well done.
You know what that is. It's the difference between the frequencies between one note and the semitone higher.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm learning something.
Ah, I had to learn that because one of the first, my background is IT, and almost the first piece of software I ever wrote was to make it play music.
Oh, brilliant.
So I had to learn those tables.
Oh.
Anyway, it's not my story, it's yours. Outside of school, were you in the middle of Yash? Were you on the edge of Yash?
No,
were you
a city center boy? And I was actually getting, now I have to mention it, I was getting in so much trouble because normally after school I should have just walked home. Like 20 minutes walk,
right.
Easy. But I like to discover the city. So imagine like a 7-year-old just having a mate with me after classes, and we were taken on the random trams, going to the end of that tram line.
Oh, okay.
And funny thing, actually, Yash has very long tram lines. The number 3, for instance, takes you outside the city.
You ended up in Chisinau.
Almost, yeah. It was close to the border, really. And poor my grandmom was looking for me. She was coming to the school. And I said, where is he? We didn't have phones.
Right, of course. Yeah.
So just had to like look for him. Almost called the police. Hey, disappeared kid.
No, he's on the tram.
And then just wait until I eventually came home, and the hell that came upon me.
Hiding under the table. Yeah. Oh, I was just exploring.
Yeah. But I was exploring the city. In my defense, I did learn the city that way, just going on trams.
Good for you. Now, you were, growing up as a teenager, dreaming to be, most people, you know, most kids, like when they're 12 or 13, are thinking, oh, I'm going to be a doctor, a lawyer, a crane driver, a train driver, an astronaut, or even a musician. What were you dreaming to be?
Well, funny thing about trains, I didn't want to become a train driver, like, or conductor, I think we call it in Romanian.
Yeah.
But I don't know the how you call it. It's the guy, in Romania at least, is the guy that checks the brakes of the train. So every now and then, he just comes with a hammer and just hits.
We call it the wheel tapper.
That's a very
that's
good
his job.
The wheel tapper.
And listens for it. And if it makes...
So you did that in the UK as well?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You have that, yeah.
And if you tap it and it rings, then it's okay.
Exactly.
But if it goes out of tune and it, then you know there's a problem. Something's cracked.
Yeah, I think that's how my passion to music started, yeah. So I actually admired that guy. I don't know why. I think it was something related with the smell of the trains in train station. I was a weird kid in a way. And I still want... I'm very passionate about astronomy, so I definitely am interested in space. And an astronaut, it kind of occurred to me, but now maybe I still would like to be one of the first pianists on Mars.
Right, so I hope you get there, and I hope that when you get there you play this.
There you go, the life on Mars.
You have to play this if you get I'll have a word with Elon Musk if you want.
I actually applied for one of his projects.
You did?
To go, yeah.
Wow.
I'm still waiting for an answer to see if I'm and amongst the 7,000 who shall go to populate Mars.
Right. Well, you could go there and play this, because this is Rick Wakeman here, but he's too old.
Yeah.
And he's got you know, a problem with his heart. He would never survive the journey. Anyway, so Tom and Jerry, you mentioned. What's the story with Tom and Jerry?
I think that was my first musical discovery, to be honest. I grew up watching Cartoon Network and Fox Kids at the time. And for some reason, the cartoons always had like classical music on.
Yes.
Or symphonic music. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with the elegance of Tom, you know, just sitting on the piano and having a laugh with Jerry, trying to catch Jerry inside the piano. And I always liked the music. And I just was playing on that kind of music on the dinner table at home, really.
Wow. I think definitely my most dream job would have been to do the soundtracks for those cartoons.
Oh, well, it's a good gig, I'm sure.
To compose the music and to play, and because the music is classical, played by an orchestra, but it has to match the the action, and it's some of it is so chaotic.
But the thing is, the most of the music that Tom and Jerry or Looney Tunes used, it's public domain because it was actually written by Franz Liszt or by Richard Strauss.
Right.
So it's not necessarily, they didn't use, well, that day's composers.
Yeah.
So Walt Disney, went with Hanna-Barbera and, digged into the classical music archives and found some nice recordings, probably of the LA Phil. But
well, the things we learn.
Yeah.
Wow. Time is flying by, and it's time for your first piece of music. Now you pick an obvious one. I found an edit for this. Otherwise, okay, we won't have much time to talk. But Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen. It doesn't need much of an introduction. But why you pick it?
Well, I think what I love about Norway, to be honest, is the teamwork and the diversity, the interdisciplinary teamwork. And you can find this keyword in this song, interdisciplinarity. It's intergenre. You'll discover lots of things, rhapsodic, rock and roll, classical, you name it.
It's into everything, isn't it? Yeah. Here's a version that was made by a French DJ, radio Ooh. Edit. He managed to shorten it without losing anything. Well... He lost quite a lot. He lost half of it. But I mean, the essence of the song remains. Listen up.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger. Will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo! Galileo!
Galileo! Galileo
Figaro!
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Sparing his life from this monstrosity. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
You know what? That became, I noticed lately, a dance floor banger.
Hmm.
I a lot of DJing at parties, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If things start to flag, throw that on.
Yeah, so many renditions of it, and that it's almost a guaranteed success.
Yeah. Yeah. It's astonishing how everyone reacts to that song still after 40 years.
This and Sweet Caroline.
Of course, that as well. Yes, we need a word from our sponsors.
Good people gather around Radio Gorilla.
Expat Life.
Money, money, money.
Welcome back, Expat Life with Dragos Kantia. Now, I was just about to talk about how that jingle that goes in and out of the commercials makes me nervous because because it means I have to do something. And they've changed it. It's a different sound. Never mind. Okay, so the story continues. Right, you'd finished your school, planned dreams to become the first pianist on Mars. Loving that. You entered the study in Iași at Enescu Academy?
Yeah, the Enescu. You can call it academy. It's the George Enescu National University of Arts, if you like the official title.
Okay.
But it's quite a nice place because it's the oldest music conservatory in the country. 1860. So it's the first one.
Yep. And the plan was just to go there and study what exactly?
Piano, really. Piano, I went there to study with Ioana Stănescu, which was my mentor for 18 years. Mm-hmm. And we're still very close to one another. And she's the reason I spent the first part of my studies in Iași. So,
Yep.
And she was the one who kind of made me fly to Norway.
Right. Okay, now the question. So how long did you spend studying in Iași?
Oh boy, I did from first grade to I finished high school and then bachelor's.
And then all of it?
Well, to be honest, also master's and PhD.
Oh,
but I left to Norway after my first year of master's, soon as I entered the master's studies. Oh, okay. So that's why I was always in between Norway and Oslo and Iași.
Right, and the question is, why Norway?
Why Norway? Because I fell in love with my second mentor, with Håvard Gimse, Norwegian pianist.
Okay.
He came to the Lipati Evenings concert series at the Romanian Athenaeum here in Bucharest, 2016. And I just went backstage and said, hey, I want to play for you. He said, come to Oslo. Okay. And that I did. And the reason I actually decided on Norway as well was that I wanted to get out of my childhood home. And Norway was the only country in Europe I actually didn't know anyone. And I had no connections, no uncle, no distant relative or any kind. So I just went to a very far land. That was my intention.
Because you were saying we were having a chat yesterday, I think, and it was about Norway. Now we think of Norway and we think, it's one of the Nordic countries, old Vikings and all of that, you know, mythological stuff and Game of Thrones and kind of feel about it. Well, you say it's quite a new country because...
Well, yeah, because it got rich quite recently, after the 60s, with the help of the Americans. So, Norway doesn't have the culture that Italy or Spain or France or even Romania, or of course, the UK have. Yeah. Because, in 1888, when the Romanian Athenaeum was opened, Norway didn't have such a concert hall by any means.
Whoa,
so only after the 60s, and that's in the 20th century, the 60s,
yes.
They started to like invest in culture and develop financially as well.
Yeah.
So it's they're only discovering, and which is great, to be really honest to you, because they have no restraints. If they love something at a concert, you'll feel like on a stadium.
Right.
In Norway. They really show their gratitude.
So they got nothing to unlearn, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
No bad habits.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. And so you study, you continued your studies in Norway, and then and you're still there, right? Basically, you're still based there.
I'm still there and I'm based. I pay my taxes there. So.
And okay. Good. You got to pay them somewhere. That's the problem. And were you kind of in between your study, while you were studying, were you already performing?
Yes.
And this was,
Yeah. That was a bit of a change for me, really, because in Romania, I already started to play with some philharmonic orchestras during my studies. And then I went to Norway, and there are like 5 professional orchestras in the whole country.
So
I didn't have that much performing opportunities. Luckily, though, I had some sort of an agency who looked after me for a couple of years, and I started to have lots of performances. Also in London, I had some good gigs there. Mm-hmm. And then I founded my my company in Norway, DAC Music Performance, DAC Music Performance. And I'm a Norwegian partner to lots of EEA grants, which is Norwegian contribution. Well, Norwegian, Icelandic, and Liechtensteinese contribution to the EU.
Yes.
And lots of entities who want to access these grants need a Norwegian partner, and that's when I come in.
Right.
So I manage lots of projects in this regard.
The kind of entrepreneurial part, not just playing, it's also making a business out of it, because you got to eat.
Yeah.
And so, but so you playing around, and you wrote to me, said you're playing Europe, UK, Korea, Toronto.
Korea's coming.
Korea's coming. Yeah. Right. Okay. Istanbul. Yes. Fair enough. Of all of the places you played, where was the strangest?
The strangest. Wow. Okay. I'm gonna say. A story comes to mind in Brlad.
Okay.
it was a concert in my student years. And it's actually a fantastic pavilion, Marcel Guguiano Pavilion there. And they have a very nice piano with audience sitting around you.
Okay.
Like 360. So
in the round, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very, very cool. Very good acoustics. And the director there does a great job. Anyway, I was in my student years having a recital in a slow movement of a Beethoven sonata, just trying to get into the atmosphere and... Yeah, I'm enjoying the moment. And I have to tell you from the beginning, I'm a big, huge arachnophobiac. So I have a big fear of spiders.
Oh, okay.
And in this most serene, beautiful moment, I was closing my eyes. And then I opened them and the spider was coming down from the ceiling right in front of my nose. And I got super scared. I started trembling. Luckily, I didn't stop the music.
Okay.
I just kept going because that's how I was trained. No matter what happens, the chandelier falls off in the hole, you just keep going.
But didn't you find yourself playing at least a bit faster?
Well, I think I might have done that, yeah. But what I did do is I started blowing on it to make him go away. And the problem is it went...
it's like a pendulum.
Exactly. It went exactly like a pendulum. So it went far, but then it came back. And then I was trying to avoid him left and right. And the audience might have thought, what's going on with this freak? But that's...
Is this performance filmed? Because that would be great.
Yes, I do have it in my personal archive.
Okay.
I do.
And that's where it's going to stay, right?
It's not
online.
Yeah, and also I have another performance situation which is quite funny in Switzerland, in Lugano, actually. It was in a summer festival, and we had the backstage outside, outside the concert hall.
Yeah.
It was very sunny, and I had my sunglasses on. And I entered on stage, and I was like, why is it so dark in here? But I forgot to take my sunglasses off. So I was like looking, playing Beethoven or something, and I was looking like Ray Charles.
Yep. The clock is flying by. Oh, we got to play another piece of music. Now, you said we should be introduced to some Norwegian music.
Yeah, I think
you should. Tell me what's going on here.
I think it might be nice. I think everyone knows Aha.
Yeah.
With the Take on Me. Mm-hmm. It's like the unofficial anthem of Norway. But I think a very good new discovery, maybe not even a discovery for many, is the Kings of Convenience, a very cool Norwegian band.
Mm-hmm.
And they're Misread.
Right. Title. Doesn't sound very... This might be silly of me, but it doesn't sound very Norwegian.
It's not Norwegian, yeah. Most of their, if not all of their work is in English. But so they have international addressability.
Nice sort of Latin rhythms going on here.
Definitely.
Cool and funky. Let's listen to Kings of Convenience and Misread.
If you want to be my friend, you want us to get along, please do not expect me to wrap it up and keep it there. The observation I'm doing could easily be understood. A cynical demeanor, but one of us misread. What do you know? It happened again. A friend is not a means you utilize to get somewhere. Somehow didn't notice friendship is an end. What do you know? It happened again. Mm-hmm.
loneliest people were the ones who always spoke the truth, the ones who made a difference, but we're standing in difference. I guess it's up to me now, should I take that risk or just smile? What do you know, hit up again.
Gorilla. It goes in one ear and in the other.
Proaspătă sau maturată, la micul dejun, la prânz, la cină sau ca desert, cu vin, chiar și cu bere, brânza românească de la Carrefour sună bine la Radio Guerilla. Carrefour. Poftim brânză românească. Prin joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică românească la Radio Guerilla.
Strinci într-una strici că nu mai ai unde să împingi atâtea frici, atâtea clipe în care nu poți să te ridici. Dar ești aici. Eu știu ce vreau să spun, dar tu ce vrei să-mi zici, să-mi dai, să-mi strigi? Vrei să înțelegi sau să câștigi? Surme tot mai lungi, că tot n-ajungi. Tot nu poți să pricepi că oriunde te duci, ești la răscruci. Acolo unde toți știu ce mai bine pentru tine. Și atunci, de ce alegi să te să spui nu la o mie de da și nu te du acolo unde știi că nu poți fi în tine tu. Prins între luni de fiere, gri și insomnie, vrei să înțelegi sau doar să știi?
Expat Life, powered by those beautiful people at Radio Gorilla.
Expat Life.
Chaotic. Exotic.
Exotic.
Welcome back, Expat Life, with Dragos Cantea. Now, chaotic, quixotic, exotic is supposed to describe Romania. Does it describe Norway?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not with temperatures necessarily exotic. We don't really have much summer, but it's spectacular usually.
Yeah.
And lots of winter, yeah.
I mean, when you get in the midnight sun part, it must be an amazing thing.
I mean, I'm playing tennis at 11 p.m. on June, so that's amazing. Yeah, and then you go back at home and you still want to practice for half hour because that's how much energy you actually have.
Because the sun is still giving it to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. However, this compensates in the winter.
When you get a couple of hours of daylight.
Yeah, in Oslo, yeah, really, yeah, from 10 to 1.
Ooh, yeah.
That's basically it. But you kind of have to cope with it.
Well, it swings and roundabouts, I suppose. Yeah. So let's talk about the reason you're in Romania right now, and the thing that you is now about to hit its fifth edition, right?
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, the Classics Festival.
There you
Tell
go.
Me, what's the idea and how and why did you start it?
Well, I felt the need, to be honest, based on my concert experience, to rejuvenate the classical music audience, not only in Romania, that must be said, but also in Norway and the rest of Europe, because there's so much left to discover by people who don't usually attend classical music.
Right.
So that's what I wanted to do, and I knew I couldn't do that alone. So I had to work interdisciplinary. That was clear from the beginning. And luckily, based on our common network, I went together and met Patricia Brohansky in Iași. She's the founder of the Rock Another World Festival.
Ah, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And together we put the basis of we co-founded, basically, Classics Festival in 2020, just 1 week before the pandemic. We dodged a big bullet right there. The first lockdown.
Oh.
We had no idea what was coming. But we have a lucky star on our foreheads, that's sure. And yeah, I'm the artistic director of the festival. Every year we have a different thematic, different concept, artistic concept. And we've had some impressive numbers so far in these 4 years full, and we had four continuous years. We had concerts in pandemic. That's a big thing. We were the only festival in Romania happening at that time,
right?
In February 2021, for instance, because Iași at that moment was still in the orange zone. We were allowed 30% capacity in the venues.
Yeah, so. But that's still kind of tricky, isn't it? Because then you kind of you've got to fill the seats to get.
Yeah, but
money back.
It's no problem. Yeah, true. Yeah, and we had to put our money deeper into our pockets because we started to live stream all the concerts.
Right.
But that was a good investment for the future because we attracted hundreds of thousands of views from worldwide because all the artists who were coming, international artists who were coming to our festival, promoted it back home.
Right.
In Korea, in Japan, in France, you name it. Brits we had, of course. So it was a crazy ride, and we're looking so much forward to having it again between 18 and 25 of February.
Right. So soon.
Three weeks from now. Less, yeah.
Okay. Now, what's the theme this year?
The theme this year is Discover Your Desire. And that's basically a simple theme because we all have desires that we might not even be aware of. And the very important, we wish for different things. Some might want nostalgia, some might want sexuality, some might want humor, and so on and so forth. So we're all so different, and I think the program of this year's Classics will focus on each desire per concert.
Like a magical ritual on the 19th?
That's a good one, yeah.
It's
not only because I'm playing on that one. We have the winner of the Enescu competition as well, the violin competition.
Yeah.
Valentin Sherban coming back to Iași in a recital with Mihai Diaconescu from Cluj as a pianist. And then it's me and the Grace Juno, Korean pianist, playing on two pianos, Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring.
Wow.
Expect lots of powerful sound and violence there.
Marvelous. And then on the 20th, you have something called The Classic Theory.
The Classic Theory, yeah, with Kawa String Quartet from Vienna, and thanks in partnership with our diplomatic partners, the Austrian Cultural Forum here in Bucharest. Mm-hmm. A very important component for our festival is the cultural diplomacy.
Right.
And we have national partners and international partners in this regard, and more coming every year, so we're very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. And on the 21st, it's Bohemian Jazz.
That's also a very good one.
I like the sound of that.
In collaboration with the Czech Center here in Bucharest, we have Trio Bohemo from
Hello,
Prague.
Robin.
Robin Rifalushi, shout out to him. It's going to be a very diverse program because we also have the Seasons from Buenos Aires and Cafe Music by Paul Schoenfield. Very cool new music to be performed. So that's 21st of February.
Mm-hmm. And then Romantic Whispers.
Romantic Whispers featuring fantastic Swiss flautist Philippe Yund, three Korean flutists with a new commission of Arirang, which is one of Korean's unofficial anthem, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And Florian Estefan, fantastic baritone, the manager of the Cluj National Opera.
Right.
With Dragoș Dimitriu, the current manager of the Brașov Philharmonic.
Uh-huh.
So a fantastic pianist as well. So we're very happy to have them. And also the night before, Razvan Popovic, director of Sonoro Festival here in Bucharest. Well, not only in Bucharest, it happens nationwide.
All over.
Will join Trio Bohemo from Prague in a fantastic performance as well.
Wow. And then you have finally Reframing the Classics, which I also like the sound of.
That's one of my favorite ones, to be honest, because it's not only in the Palace of Culture, but it features together with the Polish Institute and the Institut Français. Fantastic baritone Jan Petrika from Poland and Jean-Baptiste Doucet, pianist, and not only pianist but also fantastic improviser, which is very rarely done in classical music. So definitely a thing to check out.
Right, okay, now check it out. We say it's about in 3 weeks, starts on the 18th of February. It's in Yash, and the tickets are selling fast. I checked today.
Yeah.
And so if you want to, not if you want to do that, because you want to see at least one of these events, you should go online to, tell me where.
To classicsfestival.ro.
That's classics with an X.
Yeah.
Classicsfestival.ro. And you can buy the tickets on there. But you better be fast, man, because they're going like hotcakes.
We just sold out our last subscription for the concerts at the preferential price. So now we only have like 10 subscriptions left. We sold more than 80, actually. So we're very happy. And the most important chunk of the subscriptions, we had to let go at the end of last year's festival. And we sold more than 30 without even announcing one name or even the period of the festival.
Wow.
We just said, we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
And people just blindly follow us.
Whatever I've got, I'll cancel it so I can be there.
And we also encourage people to come from nationwide because it has a national approach and it acts like as a magnet to come to Yash for the city break. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but here's something new.
Yeah.
On 26th, right after the second day after the festival is closed in Yash, we actually come to the capital. We'll be here in Bucharest for a concert.
Right.
More on that later. Mm-hmm. Later, just follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, name it, Classics Festival, and find out about the concert on 26th of February in Bucharest.
Right. You mentioned Paul Schoenfield, and now we're going to play some.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fun composer to discover as well.
Oh, yeah. Cafe Music. You mentioned also Cafe Music, and this is Presto. Tell me about it.
Well, it's the last movement of his Café Music opus, which you will be able to experience in the Bohemian Jazz concert on 21st of February in Yash. Enjoy it.
It's an amazing piece of music. And as you said, it's joyful, it's lively, it's
very upbeat.
It's just listen. An amazing piece of cinematic in a cartoon way. You were talking about Tom
Absolutely,
and Jerry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was watching.
How's the vibes?
I was watching Tom and Jerry racing around the living room and next to the old the maid with the saggy stockings. Anyway, commercials.
This is Expat Life. You know you want it. Expat Life.
Next chapter.
And we're back for next chapter, last chapter of the show. Now, Dragos Kantea. Now, it's all about the future.
Yeah.
What you got in mind?
Lots of things. Yeah. I'm an eternal optimist.
By the
optimist.
Way, we've got about 2 minutes.
I'm an eternal optimist. So, like Liverpool, I never give up hope.
This is the thing, yeah. You mentioned in your free time, Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm a Christian Orthodox by birth, but by baptism, actually. But my second religion is Liverpool Football Club.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's I'm an eternal optimist. And cultural diplomacy, I think it's a crucial thing to address these mm-hmm. days, because the soft power can actually change and even save lives. It can impact people on so many levels that if I have a chance to keep doing music, keep curating interesting programs to create new emotions for people and to unite mm-hmm. people through classical music, I think I will be very happy for the next 20 years.
One thing you didn't pick was a piece of your own performance. So I'm going to rectify that now. Give it some Mussorgsky. Let's
go. Mussorgsky, the Great Gate of Kiev.
Loving this. Anyway, this is you.
Thank you.
One of my favorite pieces of music, that really, of all time. It's so good. You know the Emerson, Lake and Palmer version?
No.
Oh, man, I'll talk to you about, after the show. I'll tell you about it. Really, we are out of time. Sorry about this. But we're going to go with your final piece of music. You mentioned Liverpool.
It's a special one.
There might be a clue here. Now, you said there are so many versions of this song.
Yeah.
And one of the most evocative versions is when 70,000 people sing it all at the same time. And it goes like this. As you said, this is your church, right?
Yes, it is.
Anfield, the cop. Anyway, we could listen to the cop singing that forever. But no, we got to go. Thank you very much. That was a very entertaining story. And next time you're back, I think we should come and talk a bit more about more of your marvelous festivals and the work that you're doing, because this hour just flew by far too quickly.
It was a sheer pleasure, Steve.
Okay, so thank you very much. That was a great story and entertainingly told. Thank you very much, Dragos Kantea.
Cheers, thank
this
you.
This has been Expat Life.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. The end of a storm, there's a goal.
sweet silver sound of love. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain. For your dreams beat us and blow.
For Uber, Brielle, young minds, fresh ideas.
Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
New maps, please.
Good night, everybody.
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.